I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Ruidoso in Lincoln County. The Mescalero Apache tribe has diligently been working to clean up COVID-19 cases on the reservation in anticipation of reopening. President of the tribe, Gabe Aguilar, gives us an update.
As of right now, we only have a couple cases that are active on our reservation. A few cases hit us all at once. As of right now, like a couple that are left that are still in isolation, and everything's getting better.
Unlike some of the other tribes in New Mexico that have had major outbreaks, the Mescalero Apache tribe has a unique way of handling their COVID cases.
So when we get a positive, we have an isolation unit, which we take the family members out of the community and put them in a trailer, a camping trailer, and they sit there for 14 days. They're nice, have air conditioning, Wi-Fi and everything, and we keep them there. We've just been on top of it. We've been learning as we're going. The lockdowns and everything, our tribe has done a tremendous job to come together just to fight COVID.
The Mescalero Reservation is currently shuttered, and only tribal members can come and go through the back roads. And the tribal's Travel Center Casino, just off Highway 70 in Ruidoso, remains closed. And the Inn of the Mountain Gods Casino also is closed. Village of Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford, through an executive order, has relaxed some of the local ordinances as Ruidoso businesses attempt to get back on their feet. The executive order gives the Village Planning Commission the right to make decisions regarding outdoor patios and parking areas. The Federated Republican Women of Lincoln County will have their monthly meeting coming up on Monday at the campaign headquarters at 2002 Sutter Drive. They'll have canopies out there, bring your own chair. Bring a sack lunch, and then the guest speaker will be New Mexico Representative of District 59, Greg Nybert, who's running for re-election for that post. In charge of the news for Ruidoso in Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.